Songwriter-producer Desmond Child is here to talk about GLAAD's Concert for Love and Acceptance that takes place in Nashville on June 12th and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Desmond.
Hi. I'm so excited about the concert. I'm going to get a chance to sing again. I hardly ever get to sing because I'm always producing other people.
Tell us about GLAAD's Concert for Love and Acceptance that's going to be taking place in Nashville.
Well, Ty Herndon is a very great friend of ours, and he just asked me to do it, and I just think it's a wonderful thing because we need more of it, and we need to also show that there are many performers and songwriters who are gay, and that's no big deal, and we make music just like everybody else.
How did you become involved?
Ty Herndon gave me a call and asked me if I'd do it, and of course I'd do anything for him. Cut one of my songs originally a long time ago. It was a top five song called Heart Half Empty. And it was one of my first country songs that I'd written when I came to Nashville. I co-wrote that with Gary Burr. And ever since, you know, we've been very good friends, and he's an incredible artist, and I'll do anything for him.
What would you like to accomplish with this event?
Well, the concert is called Love and Acceptance. And that's what we're looking for, love and acceptance. And so anything having to do with that and GLBT civil rights, I'm there.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I personally do as many things as I can regarding our fight for marriage equality and in every aspect of our lives. I'm married with my partner of 26 years now. And we actually got married about a year and a half ago. We have 13-year-old sons, Roman and Nero. And we had struggled to get married long ago in California, and then they stopped the marriages. And so we finally did in Central Park, and our sons were our best men. So we want our family to be acknowledged as legitimate. Sometimes we're so marginalized when people talk about GLBT families. It's like, yeah, but they're not like real families, like the kind that have rights and stuff. And we want to put a face on what we're doing. We've always been a part of family pride, and we also made a movie called Two, the Story of Roman and Nero, to talk about the 12-year journey of us having a family.
With marriage equality now in the hands of the Supreme Court, what would you like to see happen for LGBT civil rights in the next few years?
Hopefully the judges will see the utter pure logic and law of our case. The thing is that we've got to drill down on every aspect of society to insist on equality. You know, civil rights era of the past is the same as ours. And to this day, as you can see by all the things that are happening, it's very, you know, difficult to change racial prejudice. Homophobia is similar, except that it's more of like a psychosis, really. I mean, I was reading something that was talking about how parents who abuse their children and reject them, throw them out of their homes, it's almost like a mental condition. Their homophobia is so intense that they would turn their backs on their own child. It's a serious problem, and we have to work on it in a very deep way from the beginning. But also, so many people, you know, it's not just learned. It might be just be, you know, a mental problem that they have. And so that's something that we're going to have to overcome as well.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
In most cases, GLBT children are born into families who aren't. And so we're born into a world where we have no culture of our own. And so through the media, we find each other. And that's been a blessing of the revolution with the internet and also with getting the word out there that we exist. And a lot of, you know, important leaders and celebrities and sports people coming out. It's important that children who are born GLBT see that they're not alone. And once that connection can be made, then you're not isolated anymore. You know there are people like you. And reaching out to, you know, local organizations that support GLBT youth is important to find comfort, to find define friendship, define one's own tribe. And, you know, for anyone who's ever contemplated suicide for any reason, it's like, just hang on there. You know, like, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow will be better than today. Tomorrow's another day that the universe is one day longer. Don't you want to see what's going to happen next? And I think if we can lift ourselves out of, like, our own personal pain and just look up and see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and start moving towards it, that's where hope is and life.
How can people get tickets and info for the concert for Love and Acceptance on June 12th?
The best way is to go to glaad.org. That's GLAAD.org. And there'll be a link there to the concert.
What other projects are you working on?
My husband Curtis and I co-produced a movie called Two, The Story of Roman and Nero, directed by Heather Winters. She was the executive producer of Super Size Me. And it's on Netflix now, and we just made a deal with the publishers and distributors of The Secret to do an international release. And so we're very excited about it. So it's called 2TWO, : The Story of Roman and Nero. And it's our 12-year journey. And that movie, Boyhood, has nothing on us. I mean, we go from embryos to wise guys that are narrating the film. And it shows, you know, all the love and how much spirituality went into the birth of our children. You know, often, like I said, we're marginalized as families. And so, you know, some people want to believe that only their children that were conceived and born a certain way are the only ones that even have souls. There were so many mystical, incredible things that happened that pointed our way for our children to be able to be born, and it's all documented in this movie, and it's very moving, and especially the journey of Curtis's mom, who was raised a Christian fundamentalist, and she had a long journey, not only to acceptance, but to become an activist within the Methodist Church for marriage equality. So I would love for people to come and check us out. Our website is www.2thedocumentary.com, and that's TWOthedocumentary.com.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
The thing I say to myself when I'm going through hard times, and usually it's when I get ready to try to go to sleep, I have to say to myself, tomorrow's another day. You know, live to fight another day. The past is set in stone. All we can do is dream about infinite possibilities until they happen, and then they become today. And so we're always pushing the edge of infinity every single second, because we can direct the future. We can change things. We can make things better for ourselves and for the world. And so tomorrow's another day. Live to fight another day. And that's what we have to do. That's what we must do.